Echove Radio. This is where children have a voice. In this podcast, we create a space where young people can speak freely, share their ideas, ask questions, and tell us how they see the world. Because their thoughts matter, and sometimes they help adults see life from a whole new perspective. In every episode, we explore a different topic by talking with children aged 8 to 13. There are no right or wrong answers, just honest conversations, curiosity, and a chance to listen. Today's topic is secrets. Should we always keep a secret? Is it okay to tell someone? Who can we trust? And why do some secrets make us smile, while others feel too heavy to carry? Let's hear what children have to say. Their honesty, imagination, and wisdom might surprise you. Enjoy this episode on Echove Radio, the radio station where every child's voice matters.
Secrets are for trusting other people, but then I have them, my parents.
What don't you tell them, for example?
And when I have a crush, well, I haven't told anyone.
I know some of us might have boyfriends or girlfriends. Is that the case for you?
Yes. J'ai gardé my secret à la maison à mes parents parce que j'ai les photos des copines.
Parce que tu pourrais me le dire.
Are you crazy? I kept it for so long just so it wouldn't get out. And then I told a really close friend who repeated it at the baboon. So actually, it was a well-kept secret at first and then really not well-kept.
How did you feel about your secret being shared?
Ça me fout mieux off sometimes. Parce que du coup, d'un coup, on venait me voir et on me disait « Oh, t'es amoureuse de cette personne, gna 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 gna. » Parfois, je n'avais pas entendu parler avec ma secret nous jouer. Et on venait me voir en me disant ça, ou on venait me voir avec la personne qui était concernée, donc qui était mon amoureux, et qui l'est encore. Au bout d'un moment, ça devient assez pesant. Donc, parfois, je même que je l'aime plus. D'où elle pour se moque de moi.
Et why would they make fun of you?
It's someone they don't like. So they think they're, I don't know, ugly, weird, not smart, stupid, whatever. Donc, j'avais surtout peur de ça.
How do you feel when someone repeats one of your secrets?
I feel really, really bad. I think, did he or she betray me?
I tell a secret that I had a crush in kindergarten. Someone, a crush. And so it made me angry. She's a traitor. And then I said to her, why did you do that? I never tell your secrets. You know, kindergarten fight. And she replied, yeah, but because I wanted to. You shouldn't have trusted me with it. So since then, I've been pretty reserved lately.
Tu leur dis tes secrets anymore?
Non. I'll only tell you one thing, which is that I take medicine to fall asleep. Nothing else.
Voilà, the sleeping pills, but they don't work.
But for me, well, I don't really want to say. I think after that, it's however you feel. But for me, I could reveal it.
That wouldn't be a secret for you.
No. Everyone's going to say, you're weird because you take them and all. Normally, you can sleep on your own at my age.
Moi, je vais un secret que... Enfin, un petit secret.
You sleep with a stuffed animal, from what I understand.
Yes.
But to tell you the truth, I think we all sleep with stuffed animals.
What is it?
Ça, j'ai pas honte. Même my cousin, who's 19, sleeps with a stuffed animal.
Ma mère aussi, elle a une peluche.
Voilà. We've all been there.
Do we have to tell them?
Les secrets?
Oui.
Pas obligé, non, mais...
So, you see, my dad left the house, and since then I sleep with my mom and also my best friend. It's a tree trunk.
Yes, yes, yes.
A trunk, a real tree trunk.
A real tree trunk. It's a tree in a forest near my house. To talk to it, first I put my hand on its trunk and then I talk to it. And sometimes I feel like it answers me.
Mais elle te parle pas?
No.
One day, my secrets, I don't tell anyone. Like, not even my parents, not even my brother. The only person I tell my secrets to is either I keep them in my head, or I put them in my diary, or I tell my best friend, Anaïs. Like, only she knows my secrets.
And you have a diary?
Yeah, but I don't write in it much, and I don't have time.
And you're not afraid someone will find it?
No, because there's a key.
La clé, elle est cachée. What if someone steals the key?
It's hidden.
Mano, I'll just say this, but once I went into my sister's room, I took her diary. Since the key was right next to it, she had forgotten to take it. I opened it. Yeah, but I'm not going to tell her secret, otherwise that's not cool.
Mon frère avait une feuille dans son tiroir interdit, parce que mon frère et moi, on a tous les deux un tiroir interdit. He had a piece of paper. On it, it was written on the paper, secrets, because he didn't have a diary. And like one day, I opened his drawer, I took the paper, I looked at the paper, then I saw...
Oh.
Le chat. The first one basically is that he's bi.
Attracted to both sexes.
Bisexuel, ça veut dire qu'il a dans les relations avec girls.
Mais il avait écrit ça sur sa feuille.
He has his little folded paper in his little box in his drawer.
Mais est-ce que tu lui as parlé de ce que tu avais lu sur sa feuille?
Non, I never told him.
Et moi, par exemple, quand les secrets ils sont douloureux, je les écrive pas dans mes journaux entiers. Je dis même pas à mes amis. Je le dis pour moi. Et parfois, je le laisse passer et je continue ma route.
Miss, it feels good to know that others don't make fun of you when you tell secrets. To be able to confide in certain people, that's what friends are for. To confide secrets to. To be able to talk about your secrets, and then you feel good. It makes a weight is lifted.
Thank you for listening to this episode on Nekhov Radio. Today, our young guests reminded us that secrets are more than things we keep hidden. Some secrets help us build trust, protect special moments, or surprise the people we love. But other secrets can become too heavy to carry alone. The most important thing is to remember that if a secret makes you feel scared, sad, or unsafe, there is always a trusted adult who is ready to listen and help. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with your family, friends, teachers, and classmates. And don't forget to join us again for another conversation, another question, and another opportunity to discover the world through the eyes of children. Until next time, this is Nekhov Radio, where every voice matters.